tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, we wanted to touch on that decision by Ulster Bank to exit the Irish market. I mean, it's obviously bad news for Ulster Bank customers and staff, but also for bank customers generally in the country, isn't it, Minister? Can I ask you specifically about that decision on the PTSB involving itself in talks and whether or not we should recapitalise PTSB in order to buy out a chunk of that loan book from Ulster Bank?
Well, first, can I say it is with real regret that Ulster Bank or that NatWest are pulling out. That happening, I think it was essential to what they said on Thursday, that their preference as they leave was to deal with other banks and to deal with other banks here that have a wide variety of services. And for both AIB and PTSB, there is the possibility, as they take on sections of the loan
should
book,
should we give the business, taxpayers' money to PTSB? I'm just so conscious of that.
I think that could be good for both AIB and PTSB. But that's only us. We're only at the start of a process. This is not going to be immediate. This is going to be a drawn out affair. It is an issue for the PTSB and AIB first and foremost to sit down and talk to Ulster Bank. Okay. The any decision regarding capital or other matters is for a much later day.
Okay, Piers Doherty, in relation to the PTSB.
Yeah, this is where we do need a hands-on approach from government as the major shareholder in AIB and Permanent TSB. And Ulster Bank's decision, we all know this, it's a terrible situation for customers, for workers, for branches and communities that are dependent on those branches. But we now need to make the best effort of this, and the best way of doing this is actually creating a third large bank beyond AIB and Bank of Ireland to secure competition, because what will happen in the absence of competition is pressure will be put on interest rates, and that will affect every single one of us. For businesses, it means that there will only be really two banks in the state lending to businesses, and that's a huge monopoly there, which the Competition Authority may have actually views on. So what we need now is an options paper from the Minister. We've asked for engagement from the Minister. I've been engaging and made my views clear to the Minister before, and indeed to Permanent TSB, that is the option that we need to build Permanent TSB to make it a sizeable bank in the Irish market, and we need to look at how that can be done. There is capital within that bank. There is options possibly in terms of debt equity, also in terms of loans. So we need to look at all the options in terms of how we can have a third force.
I see some analysis today suggesting that the PTSB would need something in the region of 650 million of state funds if they were going to purchase all the loan book that they're looking at. Could we go back to taxpayers and ask them to pump more money into the PTSB?
Well, I think that's in relation to all of the loan book, I think what was suggested. But so there is different figures that are being talked about. There's speculation in relation to PTSB looking at a loan book between something of 6 and 7 billion euro, and we'll see what plays out or what is actually happening. But as you said, there is capital within that bank. We can't obviously that above the minimum requirements, not that we should take it down to that level. But there's also other options in terms of equity stakes within the bank, in terms of raising money. And look, this is, 12 years ago, what the government did is they put money, state payers' money, into bust banks, to bail out bondholders. It wasn't coming back to us, and we've seen that in terms of Anglo-Irish Bank. Ulster Bank's a profitable bank. Ulster Bank made profits in the last number of years. The problem here is that they weren't making enough profits, and that there's a certain amount of capital that is trapped within Ulster Bank that NatWest want to release so that they can give to their investors. And that's the unfortunate decision in relation to this here. So there is an opportunity, as I said, and that's what we need to be looking at. How do we secure jobs? How do we secure competition? How do we make sure that these loans don't fall into the hands of vulture funds? And how do we make sure that we have competition in the market so that all of us aren't paying higher interest rates in the future? Okay. And Permanent TSB is the solution to unlocking a lot of those answers.
Sorry, Piers, I'm talking over you because I'm just conscious I've only another minute left. And I just wanted, before we left the programme,